The first Massachusetts healthcare workers are expected to receive coronavirus vaccines later today. Hospitals here expect to get 60,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine this week. Most of them will go to essential healthcare workers, especially those providing care to COVID patients. For more on how the state's vaccine distribution plan will work, we're joined right now by Dr. Paul Bittinger. He's the chief of the Division of Emergency Preparedness at Mass General Brigham and the director of the MGH Center for Disaster Medicine. Good morning, doctor, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Let me start this way. When will the first vaccinations begin at Mass General Brigham, and what's the process going to be like?
So we will be receiving our vaccine first thing this morning, we believe. We'll start vaccinating initial employees tomorrow to test our scheduling and clinic systems, and we'll be fully launched on Thursday at 12 different sites across our enterprise.
Most of the first doses of the vaccine will go to hospitals to inoculate staff. Where else are the vaccine doses being shipped to?
There are two important priorities, the hospitals, as you said, and the other is the long-term care community across Massachusetts. We've certainly, unfortunately, seen disproportionate numbers of cases and deaths in both the residents and some of the staff of those facilities. So they are in the top priority, both in the national and in the state framework.
How quick is that rollout going to occur in long-term care facilities?
So we hope that it will occur just as quickly as in the rest of the healthcare community. There's a special federal program where they have engaged two commercial pharmacies to go into those long-term care facilities and vaccinate both the patients and the staff. It's that extra set of resources, extra vaccinators, that's going to be awfully helpful to get us through this quickly.
Can we say at this point when 100% or close to 100% of the people and staff in long-term care facilities will be vaccinated? And the same for healthcare workers in hospitals. How long is it going to take to get everyone the shot?
I think it's going to be a couple of months, unfortunately. I think a lot of that has to do with the supply, how much vaccine is coming to Massachusetts. I think also in more the healthcare side than in the long-term care side, there also are some groups that are still going to be a little bit later in the phase, those that are purely administrative or working remotely. But the hope is that everyone who is part of the clinical care enterprise, and that includes the environmental services and food service, as well as the nurses and doctors and others, that we can get through that group by the beginning of February.
So as I understand it, assuming Moderna's vaccine is also granted approval this week, the state will receive about 300,000 doses this month. How can the state ensure its stock doesn't run out during these winter months, even though we might get 300,000 doses?
Well, so the most important thing is honestly that we try and get through those doses as quickly as possible. We may well run out of those 300,000 doses while we're awaiting our next shipment, but we're hoping that additional shipments will follow. What's important is that the federal system is set up so that the second dose that's required of both Pfizer and Moderna is automatically ordered. It's actually set aside in the federal system. So if we give 300,000 initial doses, we know that we're going to get 300,000 second doses. We can make sure we can fully vaccinate each of those people.
All right. And how long before the general public starts to receive doses here in Massachusetts?
It's dependent on a lot of things, most importantly, additional vaccines coming online. So there are other vaccines that are at the end of their research trials that will also submit for an emergency use authorization like Pfizer and Moderna, and also ramp up of the manufacturing chain for all of them. Assuming that we have another two maybe kinds of vaccine that are approved, the thought is that by April, May, the public should be able to get vaccination. It's the goal of the Commonwealth. It's certainly a goal I strongly support that we get 80% of the population vaccinated as quickly as possible.
And what's your message to people who may then be waiting months to get their vaccine?
So we do know the things that we need to be doing to protect ourselves, wearing masks at all times when we're out of our households, making sure we physically distance, making sure we don't mix among households, even at this holiday time, which I know is so incredibly hard. But these are the things that mitigate against disease transmission. They're the things that helped us get control of the first wave at the end of the spring. We just need to hold on a little bit longer, and then this vaccine will help us get past COVID-19.
And stay safe between now and then.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you one more question. Some experts, including those on the FDA's advisory committee, have expressed concerns that we don't yet know enough about the potential side effects of the vaccine in large populations. How are we going to monitor patient health for any issues with the vaccine?
So at baseline, there are six different systems that are active in the U.S. That monitor vaccine safety. There's a specific vaccine adverse event reporting system, but the federal government pulls data, analyzes data from large healthcare systems, from payers, from others. For the COVID vaccine, there have been three additional systems that have been rolled out to look at safety, starting with the very first vaccination. So there are nine different national programs that are pulling data on millions and millions and millions of vaccine recipients. And so the hope is that if there's anything that was not picked up in the initial research trials, we'll identify it very, very quickly and be able to investigate.
All right. Dr. Paul Bittinger, keeping an eye on this. Thanks a lot. He's the chief of the Division of Emergency Preparedness at Mass General Brigham and the director of the MGH Center for Disaster Medicine. Dr. Bittinger, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Bob.